Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, off and running in tonight's edition of Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius Channel 159, Lisi holding it down. Huge night of Major League Baseball, college football. Nothing better, baby, let me tell you. Music's pumping by Matias tonight, love it. We'll get you updated on all the scores. Carver will be joining us his last show of the week before he makes that big trek out to, I think it's Nantucket, or I forget what it is. It's the Catalina Wine Mixer. He's got a big golf weekend coming up. Notre Dame, USC on tap as well. We talked about that on Coast to Coast. Give you the scores right now. All NOLA, all Philadelphia, they're smacking around the Atlanta Braves, 8-2 now, top eight, two outs. Braves have a runner on. Total in the game is 10.5, minus 115 to the over. They just knocked it down. Now it's minus 115. It's off the board. That means they're scoring. Can't even give you the thing. Phillies all over the Atlanta Braves, 8-2 now on the duel. Unbelievable output. It was close early. Updated line, no money line, but you can lay 5.5 runs, minus 460 with the Phillies in this ballgame. Twins hanging tough with the Houston Astros, 1-1 top four, one out. Total is 7.5 right now, juiced to the under at minus 130, plus 102 to the over. I took a shot on the Twins, minus 130 on the money line. I jumped right in, so we'll see how that plays out. I think if the Twins win this game, they definitely win game five in the series potentially and steal it next game. They have to come through, though. Right now, Houston playing well as we welcome in our SiriusXM radio audience. Carver and Lisi right now getting you caught up on the Major League Baseball playoffs. Phillies up 8-2 on Atlanta and deadlocked at 1, Minnesota and Houston. College football, I talked about it earlier. UTEP, I thought they were the right side. They're up 14-0 now on FIU, about 5 minutes left in the first. FIU driving inside the 30. That total was 43.5 pre-kick. Jumped on it. Can't jump on UTEP now. Win game. They're already up by two touchdowns, but I did jump in on the over 50.5. So hopefully points aplenty in Florida as this game progresses. FIU has a fourth down and three at the 26-yard line. So we'll keep you updated on that. And then I jumped in on New Mexico State. Sam Houston State covering numbers. They did it yet again last week on the road against Liberty, catching 18.5. Now they're catching only 3.5. Basically, they got to win the game. I think this is a potential nice, ripe spot for New Mexico State. Jerry Kill, good coach. Winnable game from New Mexico State. It is back-to-back road games for Sam Houston. That's a concern. And maybe their defense is starting to wear down. They've been the stalwart and the backbone of that team right now, keeping them in games. They played well against Liberty, but that's a physical offensive line, very run-heavy. And I think that potentially New Mexico State is the right side. I could see them winning it anywhere from 7 to 13 points in that area. They grind it out. A potential lower scoring game as well. Total is 42.5. They went for it on fourth down. Jenkins for FIU gets stuffed, and UTEP will take over. UTEP 1-5 on the season. FIU playing well at 3-3. So they have an opportunity to jump up again. We'll get you the updated odds in regards to that college football game. Huge slate for week 7. Biggest game on tap. Oregon and Washington, will dive deeper into that. We'll touch on USC and Notre Dame. We'll get you caught up on all the marquee battles, including Miami and North Carolina. Carver and I talked about it on Coast to Coast. Mario Cristobal takes accountability after the fact, comes out and says his team is ready. They're going to shrug it off. Hopefully, they've lost four straight to the Tar Heels. Last two have been very close by 3 points each, total of 6 points. They have an opportunity to bounce off the mat and make a statement under against an undefeated North Carolina team. You want to join in on the conversation tonight, give us a call, 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879. Also news out of Cleveland that if Deshaun Watson can't go this Sunday against the 49ers, it will be P.J. Walker, Temple's very own P.J. Walker, getting the start over Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Why is that important? Well, P.J. Walker, an experienced quarterback. We saw that Dorian Thompson-Robinson struggled in that first start. Threw three interceptions against Tennessee, did not play well, only led his team to 3 points. Now with Walker at the helm, maybe, just maybe, they can hang with San Francisco. I think this is a potential letdown spot for San Fran. I know I've been against them. I know the San Fran faithful absolutely can't stand me, but that's fine. -6.5 on the road right now. -300 with Brock Purdy total. One of the lowest on the board. 37.5. Juice to the under at -112. I think the Cleveland defense can keep them in it as long as they get solid play from P.J. Walker. And what I mean by that is 180, 200 yards through the air, potentially. Don't turn the football over. I think it's going to be a ball game. I don't know if San Francisco is going to boat race Cleveland the way they did Dallas. Dallas came in flat. It didn't look like they were prepared. It didn't look like they wanted to be there after they fell behind 14-7, and it was lights out. This could be a potential different type of ball game if the Cleveland defense comes to play. Back out in FIU, touchdown UTEP. Took two plays, big pass, got them into scoring position. Now 20-0, extra point pending. 3:28 left in the first. So if you're on the Miners, great start here. They were catching 2.5. I think they were like +112 on the money line or in that area, 115 at the start. So we'll see how FIU responds in regards to that ball game. 37.5, I told you, is the total in terms of Cleveland. Other games of note for NFL action. Minnesota and Chicago. Interesting line, 2.5. No Justin Jefferson. He's out. How does Kirk Cousins, how does that team respond coming off the terrible loss to the Kansas City Chiefs? Some, you want to say, questionable calls at the end with the pass interference that was picked up, the non-call with the helmet off, no personal foul in regards to that situation. Justin Fields, one of the hottest quarterbacks in the NFL, got to go with them at +125 on the money line. When we come back, more college football, more NFL on Carver and Lisi. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Love it, baby! Mateus Burbell behind the scenes. Look at this! I'm due, I'll tell you that. Ricky Vaughn, Wild Thing, yeah, I'm due after I had a pretty good weekend in college football with the Georgia pick, but it wasn't good enough. I started fast. I had Boston College, Castellanos, and the Eagles run to the 27-24 win with just about 30 seconds left as a three-point dog. I get the sizzler, the pick six with LSU and Jaden Daniels. Oh, baby, I thought I was humming. Then the 3:30 window hit. Purdue, terrible. Unbelievable with that Hudson Card total. Totally inconsistent. He'll probably cover this week because I have I do not even want to bet this game, Ohio State and Purdue. I have no feel. I think that if I had to bet it, I would take the points with Purdue because potentially they seem to cover against Ohio State. They don't seem to cover against anybody else, although against Iowa, last two times or three times they were there, they came out with two victories in Iowa City. Outside of that, Purdue has been inconsistent with Walters, their new head coach. But I the 3:30 window stunk, and then at night, the Texas Tech game was great. Iowa State was great. Notre Dame, I needed the over 53.5 in game. The last touchdown, they kicked the extra point. I lose it by a half, which really, that was the one that was really, I was bitter about. But hopefully we're going to bounce back in a big way. I love the card this weekend in terms of college football. We'll talk about it, obviously, on College Football Today. Quick note, if you do follow College Football Today, extended 4-hour show. You're going to get 9 to 12, and then you're going to get the 12 to 1 in-game version of College Football Live. So keep an eye out for that. We'll watch the 12 o'clock noon kicks, and I happen to like a pick on there, Arkansas catching the 19.5 against Alabama. And we'll start there, I guess. When you look at that game, there was reports Sam Pittman was asked about, you know, playing Alabama. He thinks that they're peaking right now, and I sort of agree with that. Jalen Milroe with a 321-yard performance over the weekend, three touchdowns. You saw Jermaine Burton that was non-existent and did not really even play against Mississippi State step up with a 100-yard performance, but the defense forced turnovers. They shut down Max Johnson and the offense for the Aggies in the second half. And now they get a beat-up, potentially, Arkansas team. Arkansas started 2-0. They dominated Kent State. That front seven at that particular time in terms of week three when they played BYU, they had 14 sacks right heading into the BYU game. They had like 7 and 6 sacks in the first three games of the season. But they lose the BYU game. They were tied at 31 and then all of a sudden could not score points in the second half. They lose BYU. They lose LSU. They lose A&M and they lose Ole Miss. Now, they covered against LSU. They covered against Ole Miss. But very inconsistent with KJ Jefferson and the rushing attack. He's not running it the same way. They have offensive line issues. And I understand that. However, Raheem Sanders came back last week. He was the SEC. Him and Quinshon Judkins were the two best running backs in the conference last year. He was a little bit banged up. He came back, only 8 carries, 15 yards. I expect a bigger role for Raheem Sanders in the offense this coming weekend. The other factor is this. Even though it's their fourth straight road game, if you think about it, they played LSU on the road. They played A&M on a neutral site. They played Ole Miss in Oxford, and they're going to Alabama. This will be their fourth straight road game. I think the ability and mobility of KJ Jefferson could be the difference to potentially cover in this line. 2 years ago, they were catching 20.5 in Tuscaloosa. They lost our ball game by 7 points. Huge second half for KJ Jefferson in that offense. He's been inconsistent because of a different scheme. I get that. But in this game, with the season on the line, I expect KJ Jefferson to take the game over by himself. His ability in terms of the RPO game is where I think they could put some pressure on that Alabama defense. Let's not forget Max Johnson, prototypical dropback passer. You go back, even Quinn Ewers, prototypical dropback passer, abused him for 300 yards, but the RPO game was never there. It was there with Jackson Dart. They didn't take advantage of it, and Dart did not have a good game. KJ Jefferson's around 240 pounds. He's a big guy. And not only that, they struggle with Brown, the mobile quarterback from USF. They gave up a 170 in week number 2. So I think that aspect of Arkansas can keep them in this ballgame. 19.5, it's up from 17.5 as well in terms of Sunday night. So that's where I'm backing Arkansas. It's an early kick for Alabama. They have Tennessee on deck as well. Tennessee plays Texas A&M. We talked about that yesterday. We'll get more into it with Carver. And that's an area that I'm looking in terms of the 12 o'clock kicks. I told you I like Purdue just off of how they typically play against Ohio State. Georgia, they're rolling right now. And keep an eye out for Carson Beck, because the difference right now between Georgia early part of the season and where they are right now, humming, they are humming. Carson Beck is starting to evolve as a quarterback. You look at 2 weeks ago against UAB, he throws for 300. He throws for 300 against Auburn. He throws for 290 in the first half against Kentucky. His number on the night was like 285 and a half. He got to 294 in the first half. Finishes with another 300-yard performance. This is a Vanderbilt team that's 0-7 against the spread. And if you follow Georgia, they love beating up on Vanderbilt. It's a no play for me. But expect a heavier load as well, not just from Carson Beck. He might not even play the full game. But Kendall Milton got involved in the offense last week. That's very critical, big picture, to Georgia potentially winning their third straight national championship. And we talk about this in terms of identity with teams, how Alabama's starting to develop an identity, how Georgia, after, you know, the critics said they couldn't cover a game, they just come in as a 14.5-point favorite at home and just beat up what many thought was a pretty good Kentucky team. Now, what's different about this team, Georgia, haven't rushed for a game the whole season for over 200 yards. They're averaging 4.6 yards per carry, only have 16 rushing touchdowns. Last year, they had 44 rushing touchdowns. They had 8 games where they rushed for over 200 yards. They won those 8 games by an average margin of victory of 27.5 points per game. And you talk about being able to win on the road or in terms of a playoff environment, you're going to need the rushing attack to be there. Carson Beck is evolving. The rushing attack is there. It's coming along, but it's nowhere near where it was a couple of seasons ago or even last year. And when you look at big picture for the Georgia Bulldogs, and you could go back, FCS and FBS opponents dating back to 2016, 45-0 every time they rush for over 200 yards. If you want to just take FBS opponents in there, that's fine. 41-0 entering the season every time they rush for over 200 yards. They have won those 41 games by an average margin of victory of 30 points per game. We'll come back. More college football, more NFL. It's a football show on Carver and Lisi. Keep it where it is, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It certainly did, and we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to be with you on a Wednesday night. Joe's been with you. I'm now with you as well. Not too bad tonight, Joe. 20 minutes.
No.
Although I heard you. I popped in right before you went to the last break, and I heard you. It's a big football show.
Now you're going to talk baseball, right?
Well, I'm of course going to let you know that the Phillies are handing it to the Braves tonight.
I know.
I mean, it's just handing it to them.
Took the Twins.
You want to go in for more? They're plus 240 right now, down 3-1.
Are they really?
Did you know they were losing, Joe? They're down 3-1.
I put them
right
in 1-1 at the start of the show. It was minus 130.
Yeah, Abreu hit a 2-run homer a couple minutes ago.
So. I'm on this over in FIU, 50.5.
Jeez, over in FIU.
Yeah, we talked about it. I love UTEP. I forgot to put it in.
Man, you're slipping lately, Joe. You've been slipping on some of these.
I'm sleeping. All
I
right.
said you're slipping. You're slipping on some of these.
I am. I'm slipping and sleeping. I took
big Wednesday night Conference USA football slate, and you're not.
I was at the
involved?
Gym. I'm sorry. I got no gym time.
So what? Didn't they just that game kicked at 7 East, right, Joe? That game's been a while.
They
21-0. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, the over's not in bad shape.
No, but you know when it's always one-sided like that.
You need FIU to start contributing a little bit is what you really need.
Yeah, we got a lot to do, by the way, not to cut
you off. What channel is that game on?
We got to do the same game parlay.
In hour two, we are going to do the Chief Broncos same game parlay. Right. We will do that. Maybe, and I didn't want to bring it up because you didn't last week, but I think what we each had one get across the line, right? We each had one.
Mooney was hot.
Yeah, Mooney was real hot with his no catches. He was real hot.
You know, boy, Fields
throws for over 300 yards, and Mooney couldn't catch a ball.
If you would have just let me take Fields, but because you were so negative on the guy, now I heard you. I caught you. I cut the clip from coast to coast.
Of what I said on Fields.
Justin,
I said good
Fields
offensive player.
Oh, what is he? A lineman?
He's a guy who has the ball in his hands. That didn't have anything specific to do with him throwing the football.
Carver, he plays quarterback. He's producing. You know he's, it as well it, as that.
He's a better offensive player than anyone on the New England Patriots.
True.
That doesn't mean that he's a Hall of Fame player, Joe. Just because I say that.
Okay.
You can't deny he's better than everybody on the Patriots from an offensive perspective. You can't deny that.
Okay.
That was what the conversation was. We were blasting the Patriots and how pathetic their entire offensive outfit is, and I started naming guys on all the 1-4 and 0-5 teams that at least those teams have somebody who has some kind of offensive skill. Justin Fields falls into that category.
I'm not going to.
Doesn't mean
that
he's better than Patrick Mahomes.
I didn't. Now you see. Now you're taking it. You go the pendulum.
Go right over the top, Joe. Go right over the top. Cut you at the knees.
Yeah. You're showboating today. You're feeling strong. A little vacay.
Cut you at the knees. What about Sam Houston State?
I told you I said New Mexico State. That's what I'm taking.
Okay. Well, you told everyone this afternoon. You could have a new audience tonight.
I said it at the top of the show.
Okay, I missed you.
Did
my
you?
Apologies.
It's all right. You're in vacay mode.
Not really.
You got one
not
foot
yet
out the door. He's you
not
know
yet.
Go west, young man. Go west.
East, northeast, Joe. Northeast.
Now let me ask you this. I hope
sure.
It's like you're going up there. It's almost like hunting country, right? Besides golf.
No, Joe. It's Cape Cod, Joe. Not the Adirondacks. It's not. It's Cape Cod.
Hey, come on. It's like
hunting
the
country. Well, have you ever been there? No, it's not. You with the Nantucket stuff, that is not at all what goes on.
Nantucket.
It's the furthest thing from the truth. Okay? Yeah, we're not hunting bear up in the mountains. We're playing golf in Cape Cod. No.
All right. I know it's a big family day for you, so that's... It is.
There's a lot going on.
I know. That's good. A lot of food in the...
I mean, you try to squeeze a little bit in, yeah.
Squeeze a little bit in?
You try to squeeze a little bit in. A lot of golf, a lot of drinking.
No, drinking, no mortadel, no mozzarella, mortadel for
a lot of
USC,
gambling.
A lot
of that stuff. So, well, we'll see. I mean, that's obviously the pinnacle of the weekend there when we get to the Irish and the Trojans on Saturday night. So.
Yeah, you know what? I'm changing my mindset here. I think they're going to get blasted.
You think the Irish are going to get blasted?
I think the Irish are going to get
blasted.
That's
not what the line says.
Oh, okay. You keep following the line. They're going to get smacked.
Well, I'm going to give you the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I'm going to give you the sharp play on that one, Joe. The sharp play. All right. There's no reason why the Irish should be 3-point favorite over USC. But yet they are.
Okay.
Do you get the Fugazi numbers yet on that, too? What's the percentages?
No, they didn't put them up for these games. Let me see.
They might start to when she get about 48 hours out. And we're still probably not quite there. For Notre Dame and USC right now, 77% of the money is on USC and 67% of the bets is on USC. But yet the line moved from 2.5 to 3.
I don't buy it. I don't buy it.
Yeah. Well, we never buy those numbers. Those numbers are always nonsense.
Look at this, 80% of the money on North Carolina. Love it. Mario Big Chest. Mario's last stand.
I think North Carolina's going to kill them on Saturday.
Good. I'm on the other side. I'm so happy I'm on the other side. Make them all best bets for Friday. Make them all. You don't have the guts.
I don't have the guts. I've been going after you every week.
I got
there's games
list.
There's games I pick on purpose that I don't even like just to go against you.
So now it comes out, you see? See, it comes out now.
Sometimes I'll slip one game in just to, that I know you like a lot, now just to be on the other side.
See, I always knew it. You got it for me, always. You know.
I didn't particularly really want to take Kentucky on Saturday night against Georgia, but I wanted to go after you. I wanted to get
you
hot.
I know you did. So, yeah, it was the best bet on college football.
Now, I liked Kentucky the week before. I really liked because that was a system play against Florida.
System play.
It was a system play. You had the unranked team favored over the ranked team.
I got you.
System
right.
play.
So take them. Take them this week, Hotshot.
Who?
Take Notre Dame.
I think that the line says Notre Dame is going
to
win.
Good. I want you to take them.
I think the total. I think that the if it goes over 60.5, Notre Dame loses. I think for Notre Dame to win, it's got to be under that total.
You know what? I didn't love this game, but now I love it.
Okay, you're getting in on it, huh?
I am. I love it. I don't like it. I love it.
And I'm on that under in Auburn and LSU.
You know, you could get me in on that.
Auburn can't score. I know as pathetic as LSU's defense is, they're not going to be able to keep up.
Late night
their
action.
Offense,
we got
their
San Diego State
awful.
In Hawaii. Look at this.
Yeah.
53
and you said
and
that game's
half.
Actually on somewhere? Who's got that? CBS Sports Network
I would
Saturday
hope,
night?
I don't know. I'm trying to multitask.
Because, like I said, sometimes those Hawaii games are on some
I know.
You've
got to stream them.
Outlets.
I know. Matias would know. He did work for Hawaii.
I have the slate in front of me, Joe. If you give me a moment, I'll be able to tell you. Mountain West TV schedule this week. That actually is a CBS Sports Network game, 11
awesome.
East on Saturday
Perfect.
Night.
Great.
FS1 has the Boise State Colorado State game
at
9:45.
That's an underrated game.
And Wyoming and Air Force is on CBS Sports Network at 7. That's the biggest Mountain West game this week.
Love
that's
USC.
A big game.
Love USC.
Now, I partially interrupted you earlier on TV. Did you say that you were going to lay it with Fresno and Logan on Friday night? You said the big bounce back for Fresno State?
No, I said I'm taking it with Utah State.
Oh, are you really?
Yes.
What's the thinking there?
5.5, isn't it?
Yeah, 5.5 at this moment. I saw some 4.5s earlier in the day, but I think it's ticked back a little bit back and forth. I'm going to give you the up to the second number, Joe, which is 4.5.
Mm. All right.
So why do you want to go for Utah State? I mean, they kind of suck.
Yeah, but I think, you know, letdown spot. They're going on the road. It's back-to-back road games for Fresno.
80% of the tickets and money on Fresno.
Even better.
Suppose. And yet it went from 5.5 to 4.5.
How about this Air Force team?
We need them. Now, who do they got left that's really good? I think this is a very tough game for them this week. Wyoming's been very good. They still got Navy. Where is that game? It's actually at Navy's place. Don't they sometimes play the Navy Air Force game in a neutral site?
No.
What about when they played? Is that Air Force Army that plays in Arlington?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Is that where they are this year? Yeah, no,
Colorado State, who sucks. They got Army. That's not an easy one.
That game is in Denver at the Broncos Field.
Which one?
The Army Air Force game this year on November 4th.
All right. We got to get through Wyoming. They should beat Colorado State. Army's not a gimme, but they beat them.
This is their toughest game. I think Wyoming's the best team they have left on their schedule. Now, people will say them going to Boise that last game is tough. I think Boise's garbage this year. But me and you, Joe, have Air Force to go undefeated at 17-1 from preseason.
Yes.
That's why we care so much about the Air Force schedule. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. It is a Wednesday night. on the grid. All right, Joe, a couple things. Number one, a rare thing just happened in Minnesota. The Twins actually got Yordan Alvarez out. They don't do it very often, but they did get him out there. So they go to the bottom of the sixth at Target Field. It's getting late early for the Twins. They're down 3-1. They're plus 260 live on the money line. That live total is 7.5 with 4 on the board. So the Twins, Joe, need to get cooking for you. That's for sure. To get moving. And actually, that live over of 7.5 plus 132. If the Twins tied the game, Joe. No, actually, you got to be 6-7. You need a little bit more than that. So I'd go Twins money line if anything else, if you're a believer. I'm not so sure that I am, Joe. But
I'm throwing everything I got at him, Skipper.
Throwing everything that you got at him. Next, the Phillies finish off game 3, 10-2. They bully the Braves. They got 2 homers from Bryce Harper, 2 homers from Nick Castellanos. I gave you that in Coast to Coast, by the way, Joe, at plus 460. We ring the bell with Castellanos tonight, which we always love to do. We did not get Austin Riley, unfortunately. Even Brandon Marsh, who can't hit a fly, ended up homering for them. So 10-2, the Philly crowd, Joe, was chanting, "We want Strider." At the end, as they were having themselves a big party, of course, Strider's pitching for the Braves tomorrow and try to save their season in game number 4 there in Philadelphia. So Harper gave Arcia the business. You remember Arcia said some stuff about Harper at the end of the game the other night. So Harper responded by hitting 2 home runs and basically giving the business, Joe. So we love to see that.
The business.
The business he gave.
And, whenever Nola, I mean, that we said that over was a little ripe at 9 today.
I thought both of these totals today on the National League side, I mean, they're totals that you never see in a baseball playoff game. You had a flat 9 with the Braves and the Phillies. They go over it, 12 runs. And now we have this 9.5 with the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. You got a couple gas cans on the mound potentially with Lynn and Pattiff. Joe, I mean, I think it's – you look at 9.5 in an MLB playoff game, you probably lean to the under, but you can't here. I think there's going to be lots of runs tonight in this game.
Yeah. I agree. Let's see what happens. And at the end of the day, if the Twins can make or stage a comeback, we'll all be happier.
If the Twins, I would like that for one reason. As of right now, there's no baseball games on Friday, and I would like to have at least one game on Friday. So a game 5 in Houston between the Twins and the Astros,
gotta
I'd like to see.
Got to get some runners on, Carver. Got to get some runners on.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. They got to get a little something cooking here as they come up to bat in the bottom of the sixth. And Dodgers right now, Joe, minus 132. Diamondbacks plus 112. First pitch at the top of the hour in Arizona. We already told you the 9.5. Minus 108 to the over there. I'm on Muncy, Joe, to homer in that game. Shocker. I actually parlayed it with Castellanos on one of those boosts. So
quarterback from Boston College?
Castellanos.
That's
from the Phillies. We already have him in the barn. So a Muncy homer would be a huge hit for me tonight, Joe, if we can somehow get that. All right, Joe. Next up. Let's go to a couple of other things here. What else do I got for you, Joe? We're going to do the SGP at the top of the hour.
Give me FIU.
Well, what's going on in that game?
They're driving again. Can we this quarter? What are
well, it says fourth. Oh, they are driving. They're at the UTEP 33.
First
with
down.
7.5 to go in the first half. First down.
Come on.
You want to take FIU with the 15.5?
No. I want UTEP to win.
Why? What's your problem? Every week you're against FIU. What's your problem with them?
What do you mean every week? Why? Because you like them?
I didn't say that, but it feels like every week you're going after them.
I don't want to lose the pick. I gave it out on Coast to Coast. I want it to come home.
All right, Joe, fine.
Why? Do you want to bet FIU to rally? Don't get me started. Come on,
in the second, listen, in the second hour, I want to get more into this West Virginia-Houston game tomorrow night. Because you floored me on Coast to Coast. No. I don't like Holgerson. I can't believe that you drag this guy Oh, and there you go. The Twins, they get a homer from Julian here. 3-2
right,
now, Joe.
Julian gave me the bottom. Shot.
Julian giving him a
Julian
shot here.
Gave it a shot.
How about that? Edward Julian. Who? Hits a solo homer for the Twins.
Da-na-na-na.
I mean, and Joe, this was a complete wall scraper. I mean, it hit the first row in the left field seats, but it got over. Do we need to put the dopey jacket on him here? I mean, you're losing 3-2 in the sixth inning. Can we focus on the game?
It's like the turnover chain.
I know. It's like it is like the turnover chain. Got the dopey jacket on this guy. And slams the helmet. All right. So your kitty, who's still in there for the Astros. I haven't turned the FIU game on, Joe.
They look like Miami Vice. They got palm trees going on. Look at this.
I respect and appreciate your love for college football, but I can't watch FIU over a baseball playoff game. I can't do it. I can't.
Keep
There's nothing against you.
Twins.
I love you, but I just can't.
Keep
I'm not
going to
watch FIU UTEP over this game.
All right, I'm watching. I'm dialed into FIU UTEP.
All right. And then you'll be on Sam Houston State with New Mexico State.
No, I'm
State.
On.
No, I'm saying you'll have that game on instead of the Dodger Diamondback game later
absolutely.
On.
You will have care less.
All right. So let's see now that Polanco's up. They got the top of the order here in Minnesota. They'll try to make some magic happen. You got any picks for the Shriners this week? Did you hear me and Cam today?
No, I don't listen to that segment. I tune you out when you guys are on. No offense. I just don't want it to affect my you know, capability when it comes
can
to
we quickly quickly say who we and Cam are on? Do you want who we both
sure,
like?
Yeah.
Or do you
want to? Let me hear it.
All right. We're both on Adam Shank at 30-1 out in Summerlin this week, just outside of Vegas.
Isn't that the guy that does CBS football?
No, it is not.
It's Adam Shine, isn't it?
Now, Shine does a bunch of things. He's, of course, on Mad Dog Radio. He does a lot of stuff, Shine.
Right. Okay.
But this is Adam Shank, who's come close a few times this year. We've got kind of a light field. There's not a lot of heavies, really not that many. Oh, Tom Kim won this last year. He's in the field. And Ludwig Ober.
What's Tom Kim's?
He's favorite 11-1. He's the chalk.
That's not good. Yeah, I don't like chalk.
I know. I know you don't want to do that. Now, Vincent Norman also, he was in the five-man playoff last week. He's 35-1. Tom Hoagie, 33-1. I'm in like the 30-50 to range this week, Joe. There's only one guy I like way down the board, and that's we're going to take a small flyer on Taylor Montgomery at 90-1. He's a Vegas guy, played well here last year and in the swing season, and he was awful then after the new year from February on. But last year here in the swing season and at the Shriners, he was pretty good. So we'll take a shot on the local guy, Taylor Montgomery.
I like it. I like the look, you know.
Touchdown, we even got the golf in. Even got the golf in. All right, so 21-7?
Yep.
Okay. And there's also hockey tonight, Joe.
Oh, boy.
The Leafs lead the Canadians 3-2.
Let's go through it.
Barn burner. Oh, let's go through it. Let's. What do you? You know, it's part of the show, Joe, is to keep people
it
updated with what's happening live.
I know.
Again, any breath that we spend on hockey is one less breath on college football.
You know,
I understand that.
You know how I feel about hockey. I love it come playoff time, and I'm in heavily involved.
I get that. Now, did you see that Bedard got his first goal? Remember last night he made his debut against Pittsburgh.
I
he had
it was
a point.
2-1 to get his first goal, but Bedard, that kid is so
last
good
night he
Blackhawks.
Was that kid. He's so good, but he did get his first goal tonight. It's 1-1 Blackhawks in Boston, and the Hurricanes lead the Senators 2-1. That is in the second. We have the Connor McDavid game coming up, Joe, as the Oilers and the Canucks get together at 10:00 East. I saw McDavid was +500 for two goals tonight.
All right. What are you gonna
Matthews
do?
Was as
be,
well.
He's going to be the front runners every time, right?
Can you believe he's even money to win the MVP before the season even starts?
You want to take Bedard? You want to take Bedard
to win the MVP?
Yeah.
No, Joe. No, we're not going to take Bedard. He's not winning the MVP.
All right.
He's an 18-year-old rookie who's going to have a really good year, but he's not going to win the MVP. So we're not going to do that. Avalanche and Kings, also the late-night TV game on TNT after Blackhawks and Bruins. So that's in the mix as well. Live over in Toronto, I think, is pretty live going into the third, Joe. They got five on the board. It's 7.5 +108 to the over. So if you want to put it with the golf.
Hoagie?
It's not no good. Tom Hoagie sandwich. You want to put it with him? You like him. What about Bo Hostler? Did I give you his number?
Give me his number. What's Hoss?
All right. Bo is at 40-1 this week.
I mean,
you want to play him for first round leader?
How much is that? Like 20?
No. Bo Hostler first round leader is 50-1. Why don't you put Bo Hostler first round leader with the over in the Maple Leaf game?
Come on. Well, you got me zigging and zagging. Like, you're so bad.
Come on. Or put it with, fine, I'll give it more up your alley. Games. Why don't you put Bo Hostler with the Sam Houston State game? Put them together.
I'm not wasting Bo Hostler. Wasting Bo Hostler.
Well, really, I mean, he's 50-1. You really don't have to put it with anything. I mean, if you get a 50-1 hit, that's like something I yell at you all the time about. Why are you parlaying these big numbers with something? It's good enough if they hit by
itself.
Can
I put him with the Twins? 188?
Let me see. Let's see if we can do that. Let's take Bo, first round leader. Twins live. Yeah, you can't. You see that? I don't like what they've started doing here with FanDuel.
That's a bad
look.
Well,
listen, I think on other books you can, Joe. I have FanDuel open, and remember they in the middle of last season, they kind of nerfed the golf a little bit. They don't let you parlay winners and first round leaders with anything anymore. Other books still let you do that.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that's not the case with this one. So, there you go. So, we're pretty set with hour two. I got a lot of college football games to get to you for Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, we'll see.
I've got the SGP for the Chiefs and the Broncos that we're going to do. And since I'm not with you the next couple days, I'm going to try to squeeze in some other stuff that normally we would have did on Thursday and Friday.
All right. Sounds good.
And either way, just so everybody knows, I will be calling Joe during the pick segment, as always, on Friday night. First hour for the college and the second hour for the NFL. I'm not going to forget that, Joe. Last year I did it when I was in the Cape.
I know.
I got you for the pick segment. I've already got my picks lined up, too.
All right, let's do it.
So I'm feeling very
excited.
Good about them.
I already have my picks.
You already have them. You're good to go.
I'm going to tweak a couple of them, but for the most part, I got them.
You're going to tweak a couple of them. So Royce Lewis is up for the Twins right now, Joe. He's had four homers already, including one tonight.
Come on, give me he's up for the Twins?
He's up for the Twins right now. It is, and they just brought Naris in. So two outs, and Royce Lewis is up. He's got a homer tonight. He's got four in the playoffs so far. Everyone's standing at Target Field here. 3-2 count. The big hitter is up. What's going to happen, Joe? And he walked him.
Why?
I don't know. I think he walked him. The guy's still standing there. Go to first, Royce. He walked you. Jeez. All right, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Unfortunately, Joe, Max Kepler struck out after Royce Lewis walked to end the sixth there. At least they got one back. So 3-2 now. The Astros lead. Minnesota is there trying to close this thing out and meet up with Texas in the ALCS. So top 7, 3-2. Twins now plus 220 on the live 20s. Number.
Come on, Twinkies. Let's go.
Early line out for the Braves-Phillies tomorrow, Joe, with Strider going. The Phillies are still listing as to be determined. I would have to assume they're going to pitch Suarez, who pitched great on Saturday in game number one against Strider. So I don't know what they're waiting for there, but the Braves are minus 158 on the opening number with a total of 8.5. So that's Phillies Braves game four tomorrow. Braves big bad Brave 104 win season on the line.
Oh, you're saying that about all the good teams. Orioles, Dodgers on the ropes.
Orioles, I can get it because that's a young team. It's their first time ever in the playoffs. I think it kind of hit him in the face. The week off probably didn't help him either. Nobody has any playoff experience on that team. It's different with the Braves. It's different. They lost to the Phillies last year. I get they won the World Series a few years ago, so it's hard if you're a Braves fan probably to really get on them. But, I mean, you have a big year like this and score the amount of runs that they did and hit the amount of home runs they did. To go out again in the division series to Philly, that'd be an awful look for them. So Strider's going to have to get it done tomorrow. All right, Joe, we have another hour to go. We'll come back and start talking about the Chiefs and the Broncos to open week six of the NFL schedule. We're back on the grid right after this.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.